Burberry's Woke of the Wits, you and Camille. It's the Communards. And don't leave me this way. It's good to see Mary Poppins. The performance, the production is on, thanks to St. Peter's, starts on Tuesday. Now's the time to get your tickets. St. Peter's always does a very good show.
Yes,
very,
they do.
Very good job of their show. So it is next level shows.
Yeah.
Really cool.
We love Mitre 10 Mega in Hamilton here. There's Ruakura, or there's obviously the one at the base, and mm-hmm. we spend far too much time there. You know, just walking the aisles.
No, like, there's no such thing as far too much time.
Do I need that? I've already got one, but I might need another one because it might break.
Yep.
And we love that one of their community partners is the Big Buddy Charity, who look after kids who don't have a male role model in their life. And Mitre 10 are kind of linking up with Big Buddy and they're going to be teaming up to raise awareness and do some fun activities like building and racing their own go-karts. A little bit of DIY and heaps more. Actually, cool idea.
Now, they're donating their time, because we usually talk to Liz once a month, so they're donating their time on the radio to talk about Big Buddy. And we had Paul in from Big Buddy the other week.
And he came in and we asked him, so Paul, are you looking for more mentees or mentors, or what do you call them at Big Buddy?
Call them Big Buddies or mentors. They're doing... they're mentoring in a way, but one of the beautiful things that a Big Buddy actually said to us in one of our surveys was, when we asked them to describe what it is they do, he said to us, we show up, we spend time, and we come back.
Oh, that's cool.
And it doesn't need to be too much more complicated than that. Yeah. They don't need to wave a magic wand.
No.
Mums are doing an incredible job by themselves, and they're coming to us because they see the gap.
Mm.
The boys aren't broken, but they see the gap.
It's interesting you say to turn up. Because that is actually a really big thing. Turning up, listening, not trying to solve the world, just listening half the time.
I think humans, adults and children, we all want to be seen and heard, eh? Mm. And most important for a child. So mums are seeing and hearing their boys, but when a good man does it, it builds confidence and resilience, and it helps that boy in other ways. They're role modelling what it is to be a good man, and in some cases, they're showing what it is to be respectful, more respectful to mum, or more respectful to other human beings. So, I think in a lot of cases, the Big Buddies, the volunteers are complimenting all the good things that are already happening for that boy from his mum or caregiver.
What sort of difference have you noticed that it makes to the boys?
The biggest things that we've heard for many years and we continue to hear, which again is really motivating for us, are mums and caregivers that talk about growing confidence and resilience.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is that talks to the simplicity of what we do, because these men are showing up and listening and just being there, a shoulder to lean on, a pat on the back, a clap on the sideline, that sort of thing. And that's elevating and lifting the self-esteem of these boys and making a difference that way. The most beautiful thing I've ever heard, though, in 5 years of my role, is a mum that said to us, I thought my boy would learn how to fix the car and do blokey things, but it's much bigger and it's much more important than that.
Mm.
He's learning how to show up and be there for his mates. He's learning how to talk and listen, and he respects me more.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That
is massive.
That is magic. Yeah.
They don't need to learn how to tie a tie or back a trailer or tie a knot. No. That stuff's handy. But my dad died when I was 15. I didn't learn.
Yeah.
He didn't teach me how to shave.
Yeah.
But he taught me kindness and he taught me other things. And mum did a good job of that too. And then the male role models actually in my life helped to build layers on top of those sorts of things.
Do you hear stories of the Big Buddies saying how it's changed their lives for the better?
We hear that sort of thing all the time. One Big Buddy early in my role actually said to me, thank you, haven't climbed a tree for 30 years.
Oh.
Wow.
So we've all got that. Everyone's got that inner child.
The inner child, and desperate to get out.
Anyone stepping up, however they choose to do that, whether it's a Big Buddy or some other way, will be making a profound lifelong difference to ultimately society, the whole of New Zealand, because... Mm. Make a difference for one boy, you're making a difference for many other people in that boy's lives.
It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
You are basically one little stone in one very big pond spreading a ripple across Waikato. Thank you for what you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's Paul from Big Buddy, and you can go to bigbuddy.org.nz/mentoring/become a mentor. You can navigate your way through their website, but it's they do such incredible things.
So really very, very cool. So, if you have, and if you want more information, that's all on the website.
Yeah. Thanks, Mighty Team Mega, as well, for donating your time. It's real cool. News in just a tick, and we've got Salford on the way next as well.
In Salford today, we're keeping an eye out for some red flags. What are those red flags? That's coming after the news on The Breeze.